Thank you for writing that song about masturbating.
But... Hey, Brian, let me see if I got you on levels there. Though. We'll give up on him.
What are you talking about?
There you go. There's the Jeremy we know and love.
I just listened to some piss nipple fuck.
I think are we ready to start the show, guys?
I feel ready.
We're back. Hey. We're back.
My nipples are hard and I'm ready.
Before we start, did you catch up with the strain?
I did catch up with the strain.
Motherfucker.
But we started now. You can't just say, oh, let's not start when
we've
already started.
Before we start, yeah.
Well, you asked and then you didn't actually listen for my response.
I already greeted people, you fucking cock. Oh, my gosh.
Worst house party ever.
Yeah. Welcome, Quality Timers, to another enthralling episode of Quality Time.
Yay!
I'm Eric Woodworth, joined by my two co-hosts, Miss Kimberly Ambrose.
Yeah, you know it.
And Mr. Jeremy P. Woodworth.
I don't know who I am. I'm just going to say I'm Barbara Crampton.
Is Barbara Crampton on
That's
the show
That's the
best
tonight. I can do.
We count on you for top-notch voices and voiceovers.
Come on!
I sound like Barbara Crampton.
We also have a special guest in studio tonight, Mr. Brian Callahan.
Hey, how you doing?
Callahan?
Yeah.
Like the auto parts.
Yeah.
It was Callahan.
Or Dirty Harry.
Oh, yeah.
Callahan.
Yeah, sure. Dirty Harry. Yeah. From the band Piss Nipple. So we'll be checking in with him throughout the show. He might chime in with some fun stuff. And we're going to talk a little bit about Piss Nipple, too. On top of everything else, the big show topic this evening is Jaws 2.
Mm. Yes.
Which,
yes.
If you like Jaws 1, prepare to be underwhelmed with Jaws 2 and the full breakdown of it. I think this is going to be a good breakdown, though.
Yes.
A new book report from Kimberly Ambrose special.
Yes. You still got to say it's one of Rob Schneider's best films.
It's up there with Sorcerer and,
go ahead,
and
say
Deuce
it.
Bigelow. And
go
Deuce
ahead, Bigelow. Represent. This is why you're here right now.
Yeah, okay, all right. Scheider. It's Roy Scheider.
Oh, Scheider, yeah. Yes. Rob Schneider. Rob Schmider.
Rob Schneider's little
Rob
cousin.
Rob Schneider, yes. We all know Rob Schneider starred in that movie.
Yes.
He's the hero, as usual.
I just want to say one thing. You know, I watched that movie. And if he actually had put propane in that shark's mouth, it wouldn't have gone off like that, because I really know propane.
Well, I think that brings us to our next topic of discussion,
which is our weekly
check-in with the Joe Robinson's corrections from last week's show. Joe Robinson from 98 Rock! You know, we need segment music for Joe Robinson's corrections.
I mean, we have it, right? He made the...
No, I was going to do some movie review for Kim as well. So.
No, it was awesome. We have the Joe. It's the Jeremy Situation song.
Yeah. Oh,
Joe
right.
Robinson from 98 Rock.
You're right.
Yeah.
Completely different, Kimberly.
I'm
Get
sorry.
With the program.
I feel like the Joe Robinson corrections should have a clip of somebody going, mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
Maybe you can make a beat out of it. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
A real sassy black woman.
Real sassy.
Yeah. I need that in this. Okay, well,
we have so much to bring you guys. We're like overwhelmed right now. We're still trying to like bring it together.
We'll just start from the beginning here.
Speaking of the beginning, where all things
one,
begin.
Joe didn't like that we're going to Monster Mania, and we didn't mention that Malcolm McDowell is going to be one of the biggest stars there, and we didn't mention Clockwork Orange at all last episode.
That
so,
goes without saying.
Yeah, I think that goes
without
saying.
You don't have
saying.
To
you
mention
have to,
that.
Yeah, that's his creme de la creme right there. You
Joe,
know?
Stop catering to dumb people. If they don't know that, they don't deserve to know it.
People don't remember movies that old. They just remember this new Halloween film that was so hip and happening. Yeah.
Joe Robinson, correction number two. It's Roy Scheider, not Schneider.
Thank you.
We've represented thank that, you. Joe.
There's a difference?
Letter N.
I said in the last episode that Chief Brody has one child. No, he has two children.
He does.
And you were correct. I corrected you from being right. So I apologize.
Well, as a female, I'm really, really used to that. I literally just open my mouth and swallow all the shit.
And the other kid definitely is in the pond in the boat, okay?
Yes.
He is.
No, you're right. I don't know how to drive a car. I guess it's fine. I'm stupid.
Put your burka back on.
Who told you could read?
He doesn't like that we didn't mention when he goes to the hospital, he gets coffee ice cream.
Yeah, that's weird, right?
Kim, that is weird.
Another correction. Kim, also stop calling him Snyder.
I do what I want.
And then he really had a problem with the fact that we, both you and I, Kim, think that Jaws got blown up by a propane tank.
I found a picture on the internet where somebody was like, movies are so crazy. If it was a propane tank, it wouldn't have exploded. So clearly not the only one thought it was a propane tank.
It is a scuba tank. It's an oxygen tank.
I will speak on behalf of Joe Robinson and retort. What do you think they were doing? Were they grilling burgers out there? were they grilling out on the open sea?
That's a really good.
Is that a thing they
You know
were
what
doing?
Makes that a good Joe Robinson impression is I can taste the asshole in my mouth.
I'm guessing it's an oxygen tank, actually. Is that
scuba?
It's a scuba tank. It's an oxygen tank.
Do scuba tanks explode with fire?
Absolutely. Compressed oxygen is highly explosive.
Yeah, but why would you be breathing pure oxygen?
Eric, he's wearing glasses.
It's a mixture.
I feel like he knows.
It is a mixture. Yes. Scuba tanks are highly flammable. They will explode if you shoot them with a gun.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Let's get a fucking scuba tank and shoot it with a gun.
Yeah, Mythbusters. Yeah. Agreed.
Episode 52. Get guns and scuba tanks.
And explode in backyard.
Done.
Yeah. Quote, the taxidermy man gonna have a heart attack when he sees what I brung him. That's 20-footer. 25, Quint corrects him like a dick. So I guess he's saying, I don't know what that means.
I think he just
Joe.
Wanted us to bring that up.
Yeah.
Mm. And I'm saying, we played a clip of his story about the USS Indianapolis, and I feel like that was adequate.
Yeah. He doesn't like that we didn't bring up the fact that the mayor, who is clearly, there's already a whole bunch of people there. Why is he so concerned with them being able to go into the water? Like,
yeah.
But they're not going to leave, right? You just tell them you can't go in the water and nobody's going to die, right? Yeah. But this mayor's just like, nope, I got to stick my foot down. People have got to get in the fucking beach
water. I don't
know,
he might
be
overthinking that. If you go to a beach town for a vacation but can't go to the beach, why would you go? Wouldn't you go to, let's say, Connecticut or Long Island? Right? I mean...
His last thing, he said, listen, the corrections are fun, but I truly strained an optical nerve from eye roll that occurred after hearing Jaws was killed by a shot fired at a propane tank. So he really wants to hammer that.
I wish so bad that was my biggest problem in my week. I'm so jealous that enrages him. I have so much shit to do. I wish that was my biggest problem.
Propane is not a funny thing. You know, I told Bobby once, like, that can kill a man easily. But you be careful with it and treat it like a good lady.
Open doors for your propane, yes.
I remember when Bobby said that. He said, son, I don't know.
That was okay, though. Like, I appreciate you trying.
Yeah. You know when you try something and you're like, maybe.
I'm Barbara Crampton.
Barbara Crampton. Oh, my God. She's back on the show again. So those are the Joe Robinson corrections.
Thank you, Joe.
If you would like to come and correct us, come on down to Monster Mania on the 30th. We'll
tell
be there
it to
in
our
September.
Face.
Yeah, you won't, fucking bitch. Yeah, so we'll be there. Rose McGowan will be there. She's a pretty big star.
Isn't Andy McDowell?
Andy McDowell
is going
to be
coming?
There.
Yeah.
Malcolm in the Middle will also be there. Val Kilroy will be there.
Yeah.
Val Kilroy. You know, from that great movie, Top Secrets.
Starring Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, yeah. Jeremy, what are you going to bring to Val Kilmer to get signed?
Well, he carries his butt cheeks with him everywhere.
I've seen him twice already. Oh. And one was the New York Comic Con, and the second time I saw him, since I had already gotten signed from him or gotten my picture with him, I was like, oh, my buddy's a big Doors fan. Could you say something as Jim Morrison? So he literally said, let's go get some tacos. So that's what he said. That's what Jim Morrison would say.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
So authentic.
Yeah.
I would have... Did you? I'm going to really ask him if I get the chance as much about the movie Top Secret as possible.
Yes.
Yes. Great.
My only favorite. About Top Secret.
Great film.
Like, ignore the rest of his career. Tombstone? Yeah. Doesn't matter to
Nothing.
Me.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I want to know about Top Secret.
You better straighten that rug, dude.
Did that black guy actually drink gasoline? Or was that a
gasoline! Chocolate mousse.
Chocolate mousse.
It's all like we're in some really bad movie, and they look right at the camera. So.
Did you ask him how many takes it took you to do that whole backwards scene where they filmed it backwards?
With Peter Cushing.
Yeah, Peter Cushing with the giant eye,
yes.
And he's not looking through the magnifier. He actually just has a giant eye. Oh, that's so funny. Gosh, good
classic.
Good
Speaking
stuff.
Of Monster Mania, I don't want to say it. Because I want it to be a surprise. I want people to come hang out with us. But
you've been working on a...
I picked my costume.
You
I picked
got
what
your
I'm going to wear.
Cosplay ready, huh?
I'm excited. It's going to look fucking hot.
So part of it was I think you should just tell the folks what it is,
no,
right?
No, I want them to come to the Quality Time Facebook page, see the pictures, come hang out at Monster Mania, come high five us, take pictures with us.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty good. And she's got a pretty good cosplay lined up for this, so I'm pretty excited about
it. And come see Andy McDowell.
And come see Andy McDowell. Come see Roddy McDowell.
Roddy McDowell.
Roddy McDowell.
Yeah, Roddy McDowell. It's going to be a great show. You should be there. I think Jeremy will be there Friday, manning the table for Friday too. So if you want to come by Friday,
nice.
I think we have to have somebody man the table on Friday, but which will be Jeremy,
or as I would call it, clown the table.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, have you seen the news article that there's some guy in Pennsylvania that's tying red balloons to all the sewer grates? In communities surrounding Philly.
It.
And I know who it is.
You know who it is?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Wait, you have inside information?
Yes, because I took his sharing of that page and then just shared it myself so that it wouldn't be from him. So
nice.
Yeah. So is this one of your clown buddies? You know.
He dresses up as Pennywise.
As Pennywise?
He's so dedicated. I love it.
Yes.
Nice.
The original, not the new. The new is like a chick. There's a chick that's doing the new Pennywise.
Can we stop ghostbustering everything? I'm so sick of this shit.
That's awesome. Wait a minute. You know this client. You can't tell who it is, though.
Yeah, I can tell. He's not trying to keep it secret. He put it on his Facebook. He's Mike McManus.
Mike McManus.
And he got in a really, really bad drama thing between the guy that runs Monster Mania, so he didn't dress up in his cosplay. He's like five different cosplays. Yeah. And then he got in some shit with Dave from Monster Mania. He's like, fuck it, I'm not gonna fucking dress up for fucking he's like miserable. He goes to the show anyway. He's like he's like a kid without his parents at like a mall or something. He's like, I wish I had dressed up, like, man, I'd be having fun right now.
So wait, why
must be this dressed up to ride?
Why isn't he allowed to dress up?
No, he was so pissed off with the guy that runs Monster Mania. He's like, fucking, I'm not going to dress up, you know, and then he's just being a dick to himself. He's like, he hated himself for doing it, so. But he still went to the show.
What was the reason that he had beef with the promoter?
He had asked the guy like simple questions about parking, and apparently they were a little bit rude to him. He's like, fuck him. He just got really out of hand with it. So.
Oh, so he was slighted slightly. I gotcha. Yeah.
Just a little bit of rudeness, and it just went back and forth between rudeness and extra rudeness. So,
I don't know. Well, that seems like a good reason to burn the world and not have fun. Fuck yeah.
Definitely.
Sounds like a great idea.
No better reason to shoot yourself in the foot.
Oh, well.
The September 30th, guys, check us out. Quality Time. We're going to be doing some podcasting from the table there. Maybe we'll get some celebrities to come over and talk to us. Maybe we'll do some fun things. Maybe we'll get a Cenobite or something like that.
Oh, man, that'd be cool.
Maybe we'll get, I don't know who we're going to get.
Putting the quality in Quality Time.
The best thing about Cenobites is that sauce that they give you with it.
Yeah.
You know, the frosting.
Cum
and the
sauce?
Cup. Yeah. That's...
We have such sauce to give you.
So good.
I knew there was a reason you were on this show, Brian.
I'm Doug Bradley for Cenobites.
I
They're just a Cenobite! Oh no, they're much more. We have so many flavors of Cenobites to show you.
It's just not cool that they let kids watch Hellraiser, because it's like diabetes and obesity is such a problem, and like the Cenobites are really just like, I don't know, it's just not appropriate.
Yeah, I agree. you know, with childhood, you know, with Michelle Obama's
initiatives,
initiatives,
yes.
to
yeah.
stop childhood obesity. Her first thing was stop running the movie Hellraiser.
Yes. Yeah, too yes. many Cenobites for the kids.
It encourages overeating of sugar.
The funny thing is that the Cenobites, they look exactly like regular square pastries, except that you put, like, you know, swastikas and, yeah. and pentagrams on them. Like, look, mommy, I did a pentagram and a swastika. So.
Charlie, you're going to have to work a little harder on that goat head. Oh,
mommy,
Mom.
Mommy, this tastes like blood. It is.
Good blood.
The Cenobites. I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome.
I got real drunk last night, guys. Like real drunk.
Like real drunk.
Like there's white girl wasted. And then there was what I was.
Which
I
is
was
like white girl who doesn't know her dad wasted.
All the white girls wasted. Every white girl was embodied within me.
Like when you threw up the sound of kettle drums from Girls Gone Wild happened.
You know what I could do? I could play. So my wife Snapchatted it last night of how hammered I got. My shot count was at 13. 13
That's
shots.
High.
My wife took.
Hail Satan.
My wife took like 8 of these with me though.
So she's a trooper.
She's pretty hardcore, dude. So
you know, lightweight.
Let me see if I can find old Tracy Woodworth's
Snibbity Snapchat.
Snibbity Snibbity Snap.
Gosh, we're getting real drunk and playing Button Men. Shut your fucking mouth.
That's number one.
Taking shots, bitch.
It's number two.
I'm lying. We have children.
I ain't messing with that. I'm a marionette puppet.
This is number four. that's me, number four. Number five.
What are we talking about? We're not drunk. Cheers it, batch.
The bottle is like mostly gone
that's
now.
That's what we did tonight. I'm not good.
We did that. Here's the last shot of the night here.
You biting it. Give it to me 3 times. Last shot, bitch. Shut up. We finished the bottle. Oh my god, we're drunk. I'm not drunk.
I was very drunk.
This is the worst decision I ever made.
This is Sunday.
It's Sunday. Alcohol levels are still high.
There you go. That nice. Was that was my I didn't stop being drunk until like 1 o'clock today. It was bad. It was real bad. I wanted to go out and go see the movie It, and I was just like, I'm too drunk to enjoy a movie about murdering children.
Yeah.
So
that's really fucked up. Because how do you not enjoy that?
I don't know. Yeah. Listen. I mean, I dream about it every day, and I
first
have,
of all,
they're right in front of me all the time.
No, I say we plan it, make a date. Let's do quality time goes to see it. Jeremy can dress up as Pogo and freak everybody out.
All right, we're gonna make the statement next week. We're seeing it, and
yeah.
and we'll have a full review. And if we don't, we're still gonna have a review of it. Straight up.
Yes.
I'm going to say it boldly right now. We will review it.
Even if we don't see
without
it.
Without seeing it.
Yeah.
That's how dedicated we are to the show.
Nice.
I saw the movie. I didn't want to tell you.
Okay.
But it was Daniel Day-Lewis's best role ever.
It was best Daniel Day-Lewis yes. role you've ever
He's
seen.
He's so dedicated. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
I really liked him as the clown.
I couldn't even tell that he could pass as a child actor now.
Oh, he's actually
yeah.
one of the kids.
He's actually,
Daniel Day-Lewis
he's actually Jack Bauer.
And at first, like, I didn't even realize that was Bill Murray. You know,
yeah.
like that
yeah.
impressive.
Jack Bauer, the kid that tries to kill all the other kids.
One of the things you don't
for the
know
government.
About yeah. how good Daniel Day-Lewis is as an actor, he actually was Bill Murray's character in Scrooged. It's a very little known fact
well,
about Daniel Day-Lewis. He's
and,
that he
yeah.
acted like Bill Murray so well that he and it was actually him.
Well, and
yeah.
he is Medea.
Madea.
He's
every Madea movie.
He's all of the Madeas. Madea. Yeah.
He's actually Tyler Perry.
You know where Madea doesn't go? To acting school, because she doesn't fucking need to.
Dude, are you telling me that Tyler Perry gets home every day and he just unzips his front and it's like he takes off his Tyler Perry suit and it is Daniel Day-Lewis? Like, oh, another fucking day at the job. I saw it. I made another Madea movie today.
I always forget he's Irish.
Well, Tyler Perry directs it, but after he saw Daniel Day-Lewis, he's like, well, I don't have to do this anymore. I can let Daniel Day-Lewis do it.
Yep.
Yeah. He does it better than me.
All right, let's put on the fat suit again. All right. Oh, good Lord. That's exactly it, Daniel. I mean, Tyler. Wink. That's pretty good. I didn't know he did all that. That's really great, man.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. Jeremy, can we talk a little bit about your Facebook activity as of late before we...
There's nothing to talk about. Nothing weird.
Let's see what Jeremy's been talking about.
We're trying to sell a product here, man.
We have a show that we want people to like, and...
We just got Sri Lanka on our side! Why are you doing this?
Jeremy is
Hello, foreigners.
Up. Let's see some of these Jeremy posts that we've had earlier in this week, all right? Okay, here he goes. September 4th, Jeremy Woodworth. In order to legitimize pedophilia, I'm calling pedophiles dreamers from now on. And it was a heart-shaped background with 5 likes.
Didn't somebody put like an angry face on there? I saw the first.
Oh, there's some angry faces.
Yeah. I think the first person to react was like, angry. Like, I don't like that.
The first person is Mike Turpin, who says, Eric Woodworth, quick, come get your brother.
Yeah.
So now I'm on this thread.
Who doesn't want to legitimize pedophilia? I mean, come on.
Everyone and everything? I mean, I'm not a doctor, but...
There's lots of posts that say, please let this not be serious, and this is way too far, dude. I'm out.
And that's of course, Father Evil Lou says that, so...
I'm out.
Jeremy.
And Lou's put up with a lot of my shit over the years. I'm happy that he still, you know, actually hangs with me, so...
I don't know. Is he?
Yeah.
Is he out?
No, well, he knows that I go too far, but he still... He just secretly just... doesn't openly oust me, so
I don't even know what this means. Happy opposites of chlorophobia.
Chlorophobia and coalophilia.
No fucking idea what's happening here.
One is fear of clowns, and the other is people who want to have sex with clowns.
Love clowns. Yeah. Juggalos.
Fear come. You put them together.
Ooh.
What is it called if you want to ejaculate, not semen, but you want Fago to come out of you? Is that
I think
thing?
That's called Martin Luther King's dream.
That's actually, yeah.
That's what he wanted for all of us.
That was actually the first MLK. So, Jeremy, what's with the...
What's up, buddy? What's going on over there?
I get it.
Hey.
You have cards that say you wanna
rape.
Do rape.
He wants to do
that.
Rape, yeah.
But, Jeremy, come on. The pedophilia, it's a touchy subject.
Oh!
Hey!
Bam!
Yes.
I did it. Very I did
good.
It.
Nice.
It was all just...
I'm slacking.
I had to give up the joke when Martha Sandusky said something, because she's obviously a very regular woman, and...
Is that Jerry Sandusky's wife?
No.
Another kid toucher joke.
Yes,
I got
another kid toucher.
But I gave it away. It's like, okay, I'm making a little statement, whatever. I'm not really a pedophile just because I play one at every single monster show, so.
All right.
Just like when I get to that point in like some hotel room at every single one of these things, and I'm about to get my penis in another man's mouth, I'm like, I'm not really gay. This is all just for fun.
You know?
Just for fun.
Both fun and games.
You know,
yeah.
I always have to pull back. So.
Or pull out.
If there was, I'm just gonna say it right now, and I don't care. I don't care what kind of blowback we're going to get for this, but I'm going to say it on the show officially right now. I think it's wrong for people to fuck kids. And that's I'll take whatever blowback.
Ooh, man, going out on a limb.
I will take it.
You know what I think is wrong? I think it's wrong that the SVU theme song is so sexy.
Yeah, isn't it?
Inappropriate.
Yeah.
Inappropriate.
The SVU theme song. Hold on, let me pull this up. The SVU theme song. All right.
The kids are all right.
I'm not gonna tell him.
The kids are all right.
SVU intro.
SVU kids unit?
Yeah.
SVU junior? SVU junior squad?
He said unit.
I love you. Yeah, this is a really weird song for SVU.
Oh my god. Oh, I hate you. That's so fucked up. I was gonna say, I'm not gonna tell you. It's the exact same thing as the original Law and Order theme song.
Who was the bastard
god,
that killed this child?
That's fucking creepy. It makes me so uncomfortable.
I'm just kidding. Here it is.
It makes me want to hear that in a
room. Criminal justice system, sexually based offenses are considered especially heinous. In New York City, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad known as the Special Victims Unit. These are their stories.
Man, so weird.
This is weird. Yeah. I don't like it. These are shows you watch, Kimberly? By the way, look at this. Look at this video I pulled up for it.
It's a corgi in a vest. There's a corgi on the lawn and he's wearing a fucking vest. He's a dog in a vest and you're looking at a dog in a vest. You're looking
at
a dog in a vest.
Oh no, this girl got
raped. Oh no.
Oh no, this girl is sexually abused. Oh no, this boy's only 11 and he's an altar boy. Oh! Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Don't touch them kids.
Created by Dick Wolf. Okay. oh, man.
My name is Dick Wolf.
Thank you for that, Jeremy. Thank you. Brian, it's good to have you on the show tonight.
Hey,
we haven't gotten
doing?
To talk to you and chat with you.
Why do you have to keep talking so much?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Damn it!
I never fucking shut up. I know.
You have a local band here in the Baltimore area called Piss Nipple.
You're damn right. Yeah.
I went to go pull up music for Piss Nipple
on SoundCloud.
On SoundCloud, and you are not the first Piss Nipple that shows up.
It's wrong.
There's another Piss Nipple because, except they're called Toad Piss Poop Nipple, and here's one of their little ditties they have here. It's pretty good. This one, I'm sorry. This is called Roach Infested Diapers for Children. All right, so
it's like Wu-Tang, it's for the kids.
Yeah,
let's give this a little
sweet.
Listen. Yeah. I mean, this is pretty good music. I can
that's
understand
some,
why you.
That's some amazing shit.
Now, when you broke up with the band and just became Piss Nipple versus
Toad
Piss,
Poop.
Well, the Toad and the Poop left the band.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just the Piss and the Nipple
now. So
now
they should just be called Toad Poop because you took the Piss Nipple out of this band, right?
It's kind of like you're now just the Daryl Hall versus the Oats.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
There's other hit songs they have too from Toad Piss Poop Nipple, like Grandma's Oatmeal Secretly Has Come.
Personal favorite.
And their big hit track, which is called I'm Masturbating. Hold on. It's called I'm Masturbating in a Dead Woman's Poop Filled Toilet.
Poop Filled Toilet.
I mean, first of all, Jeremy's completely disarmed right now.
When I think about masturbating in a dead woman's poop filled toilet, that's the song that I think about.
It's just immediately
comes,
the bird song that comes
to mind.
To mind. Yeah.
That's the sound of that activity.
But to the real Piss Nipple, okay? Here's one of the tasty little tracks. Now, you guys just performed last night at the Second Saturday Shit Show. Am I correct in that?
Yes.
And how did that go down?
It went pretty well. It was our triumphant return. The last time we performed was in 2008.
Oh. At Sidebar.
Can we say for the radio broadcast that you actually are black?
Yes. Yes.
Of course.
I'm very black. You are more black than Kirk McEwen. I am.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know what that was for, but Jeremy said it anyway.
I just wanted to call it out because he's into rap.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So you're kind of like your band's kind of like a Limp Bizkit, right?
I was gonna say Limp Bizkit, Vanilla Ice. There are other legend white people that rap. Dude.
Well, let's check out one of your songs here. This one's called. P to the is nipple.
Kind of a long intro. You might want to skip ahead. Like,
okay. Yeah. Let me just.
When it comes to the
Now, wow. This is...
Your vocals are so beautiful.
Yeah. I worked really hard. I have to admit,
sounds
I used
Taylor
auto-tune.
Swift.
Yeah.
Wow, this is really good.
I'm touched.
You guys are
not in the same way that Jeremy's profile or posts are touched, I'm touched.
You're never gonna sell that song. That's a bunch of crap.
Okay, no, the real here's the real P to the is nipple. Here you go, guys.
Can I ask which
is that real P?
Yeah, that's real P.
Can I ask which hard streets you're from? Are you either from Columbia or Hunt Valley?
I'm actually from Cambridge, Maryland.
Oh, that's the hardest.
Yes. The hard streets where we tong for oysters.
Did you ever know the hard bitch that used to live there named Mrs. Toomey?
We've talked about her.
No. I did not know her. No.
She used to be a singer.
Okay.
And she used to weigh like 100 pounds before she died at the weight of like 600 pounds. And I think she used to like smoke 2 packs a day, but eventually she was eating 5 packs a day.
Nice. That's the way to do it.
Eating.
Yeah, I've been thinking about moving to eating cigarettes.
My dad lived with her, and every once in a while he wasn't allowed to use the water. And she would call up to him and to ask him not to use the water, and it sounded pretty much like this.
Boys, don't use the water, boys. Don't use the water.
You remember how earlier you said you needed a ringtone for when I text you because the one you use for
it
me sounds like everybody. That's it.
Bye.
Well, you know... Well, I mean, here's the thing about Cambridge. Cambridge is a, you know, there's not a lot to do.
Cambridge.
It's a it's a town filled with you know, racist drunks, drug addicts, and pedophiles.
My kind of town.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, Jeremy, you should move to Cambridge.
It's a small town. Yeah, yeah. You know, if only I had like a good electrical engineering. Mastership to work at AirPax. So
AirPax is gone. That's been closed for like over a decade.
Quick question.
Keep up on Cambridge, Jeremy.
Yeah,
okay?
Come on, man.
Damn it.
You don't know.
I thought
they
were still there, right next to the Roy Rogers.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Do you know if there's any openings for rape clowns in Cambridge? Or
We had a rape clown, and he left town.
Whew. Well, Jeremy. Yeah. Second, time to come in like the Pied Piper.
Second question, how many times have you been stung by a jellyfish?
Oh, countless.
In the chop tank.
In the mighty chop tank.
Yes.
Which, by the way, is not a river. It's an estuary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had some oysters from the chop tank, and they were quite delicious.
Mm. You and I did a show in Cambridge together, and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was really fun. With our guests from the Roadhouse episode. Stefan and Eric
of Big Time in Comedy. Good.
I was at that show.
We're mentioning
it was a good
them
show.
Almost as much as James Finn, and I don't like it.
Whoa! Also, James Finn is going to be on the next shit show October with Tommy Cimbazzo headlining, and we're all inviting our audience to dress up because Tommy's into cosplay and LARPing.
Yeah.
So everybody, just wear what you want to wear. Maybe I'll wear my thing that I'm going to wear at Monster Mania. Maybe.
Is he going to be wearing his bear suit and his open chest with all of his hair?
God, I hope so.
God, I really do.
God, I hope so. I either want to do that or Dr. Jack Lumberjack, which needs to come back out of the closet.
And what he needs to have in his hand is just dead babies.
Uh-oh, I see a new Facebook theme for this week.
Yes.
James Finn holding dead babies.
I like the James Finn dead baby song, man. That's Jeremy, how's the new intro coming along for the worst thing a parent has said to you?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I have chosen my song, and you guys want me to make a mashup, so I'll make a mashup as well. So
okay, nice. So there's one that you're dedicating to a single post.
I am dedicating a single post because it hit my heart, and I really enjoyed it.
And for all of you quality timers out there that are waiting, and I keep getting messages. I'm not getting any messages about this, but for everyone and out there in our listenership that's saying, hey, where's the cool song? I shared my life with you. Listen, art isn't made overnight. Listen, the Sistine Chapel wasn't painted in a day.
Hey, what's the first word in our title?
Quality.
Okay? Mm. We're not skimping on that.
Gacy didn't kill 30 people in one day.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Yeah. Art takes time. Yes. Okay.
I have a real job, you know. I have to hang out in sewer grates waiting for children to walk by.
Exactly.
Day,
so. Busy. Why don't you listeners just cool your fucking jets a little bit, okay? I've had enough of the listeners.
We don't need to hear from listeners. Yeah. We just talk, jibber jab, and you listen. That's what you do.
That's what listeners do. They listen.
Brian, what's the next big step for Piss Nipple?
Well, we are now the house band for the Second Saturday Shit Show.
Ooh.
Well,
guys, come and check
it out. So we're
going to
be there every month.
Nice.
On as the title suggests, the second Saturday.
Could I ever rap on a Piss Nipple track with you guys?
Absolutely, man.
Because I got some
absolutely
rhymes.
Yeah.
Yo, I came up with this one joint the other day. It was sick. I was like, yeah, I was like, yo, yo, I hear all the beats and it's shit is drumming. Your girlfriend calls me Winter because she always knows I'm coming.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Damn.
Suddenly I'm not
damn,
wearing pants.
Son.
Like, I came in here wearing pants and now
that's
all
called,
of a sudden not wearing pants.
That song's called Game of Bones.
Yeah.
You guys like
fuck,
that?
Fuck, that's amazing.
I was hoping you were going to rhyme that somehow with Lisa Drummond from Different Strokes.
Yeah. Leave. Yeah. Leave the show. You're off the
I'm
show.
I'm sorry. I'm white. I don't know how to rap.
Let me do this, guys. Why don't we take a brief, and I mean fucking brief, commercial break. When we get back, we'll talk about all things Jaws 2. And I hope you're ready for this shit, because I'm barely ready for it. Stay tuned.
Jealousy, revenge, and a movie stunt gone horribly wrong. Hi, it's Justin from the 98 Rock Morning Show, and I'm not describing my weekend. I'm talking about the newest murder mystery from Die Laughing Productions, Halloween Whodunit. You've seen me play detective, a reality TV show judge, and even Marty McFly. Well, this time, I play M. Night Shyamalamadamadalamadaloom, the world's most celebrated film director, working on his new horror project. When someone is killed on the movie set, I go from directing the actors and cameramen to directing a murder investigation. And as always, you can play a part in solving the crime too, and maybe even play one of the suspects. Be a part of the mayhem and hilarity for which Die Laughing Productions has become renowned. Halloween Whodunit? Don't miss it.
Debuting October 8th at the Bright Box Theater in Winchester. Tickets are on sale right now. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
This is Jeffrey Combs, you know, Reanimator, From Beyond, etc. You're listening to Quality Time.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen.
But yeah.
Fuck yeah, we got that cool Jeffrey Combs spot there. And yeah, you can check us out at the Break Box Theater, coming up right around the corner. Yes. Jeremy's going to be part of the murder mystery crew. I'm very excited about that. By the way, I need to talk about your messages to Joe Robinson, okay? That's another story in and of itself. Stop talking about getting jackets and stuff like that. You're freaking him out, okay?
Jackets?
You're freaking him out.
I'm a jacket. Check, why does he get a jacket?
Chat with you after the show. Just remind me.
Okay. Remind him to get you in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I guess we were talking about Jacket.
Yeah, he asked me about him.
Then he was like, I need to know, is Jeremy actually doing something for this? Because I'll stop doing it if he's doing stuff for it, but I don't even know what he's doing. Have you talked to him? I was like, haven't talked to him at all. He's like, see, that's what I thought. I knew you hadn't talked to him yet, and he's freaking out. I'm like this. I was like, Joe, don't worry. I'll take care of it, okay? I'll take care of the whole Jacket
situation.
It
took me a couple of days, but I finally asked the wife, and, you know.
Is she on board with making this jacket?
Maybe, yeah.
If I order a red jacket, is she going to – can she just snazz it up for me a little bit?
Probably.
You snazz it?
Probably.
Good, because I might have ordered it today.
Yeah, okay.
Already, because I knew she would.
Okay.
I realized that if I asked, it would probably get done. She's going to – but she, if you ask, it's probably not going to be good, because she'll probably say no.
Well, I usually have George of the Jungle in my head all the time, so –
yeah, every time you actually ask Jeremy a question, he's just going
– George.
He's just humming that to himself the whole time.
Pretty much.
Have you been listening to me at all?
What?
Watch out for the tree. What?
Am I supposed to get you pants? What?
Pants?
You needed a sandwich? I don't.
But we did watch another, after our Jaws episode, the only logical thing to do was to go on and watch Jaws Part 2.
Here's what I'm really excited about. As these get worse, our commentary is going to get more fun.
And I tried to get into Jaws 3. I got through about 20 minutes of Jaws 3. That's a whole nother story. But this is Jaws.
I haven't done that yet.
Okay, so Jaws 2, it's 1978. This is 3 years later. This movie is released after the iconic Jaws 1, which is, Steven Spielberg's one of his best films he's ever made, Jaws, right?
Absolutely, one of the greatest summer blockbusters ever created.
Well, and 3 years later, we're back. We got Roy Schneider.
Nope.
he's back. Okay, Roy Scheider.
Rob Schneider
is back. Roy Scheider is back as Sheriff Brody. We even got John Williams back. He's doing the same scoring the movie
Robin
again.
Robin Williams doing it large and in charge.
Yep.
But what we don't have Hooper. We don't have Richard Dreyfuss.
We definitely don't have Quint
and
or
we don't,
his legs.
We don't have the same director. We don't have Steven Spielberg. We have
what? Spielberg didn't sign on for a second?
We have director Jeanette Schwark. Schwark? Who? Schwarka.
Did they think they were hiring a shark and then a French guy showed up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, little known fact. Now, Jeanette Schwark, this is one of his first films. He has a couple. I think he had two movies before this, but he's actually has a pretty big stream of like TV films and stuff like that he was part of. He's actually done a couple episodes of Better Call Saul and stuff like that.
What? Since Jaws.
So he's actually he's actually a pretty good TV director. Nice. So he's been in a who's who of those movies. Another thing you'll see in the opening scenes of this movie, the movie opens up and you see two jackasses getting eaten because they're playing around by the orca. They're down by the downboat and they're like, hey, let's take cool pictures of ourselves. Ah, we're fucking dead. There you go. Opening scene of the movie, somebody dies almost immediately.
Moral of the story, quit playing.
You get to, they then take you to Sheriff Brody. Going to check out the an event at the Holiday Inn, which is a very big product placement early in the movie, for the Amity Scholarship Fund. And Miss Amity looks like she's 12 years old and seems very inappropriately wearing a swimsuit.
Agreed.
But, you know, we don't really question it. But the mayor is back. This jackass hasn't lost his job. He's still the same mayor, still wearing flashy jackets, still controlling Amity like nothing happened.
This is kind of like when DC reelected the guy that smoked crack with
prostitutes. Yeah, he's Marion Barry of this quiet beach community.
Of Amity, yes.
Yeah. So he gets why are they cutting a ribbon for this scholarship?
Okay.
I don't know.
Did he put hundreds of tourists, including women and children, in danger for the possibility of making a little extra cash? Yes,
maybe.
Of course he did. But did he lower taxes?
Did he ever?
He did that. So we will take it.
Property values are still way up.
The most important part of Amityville is that they have a jacket off to see who has the better jacket. Hence, he wins every time. So.
Now, you also get introduced to some of the kids.
Jacket off.
Some of the kids that are going to be in this movie. Because I find that this one's a little bit more almost slasher film-esque.
It was very slasher film-esque.
Because
it
has a lot of high school kids that are in the movie. One of them being Sheriff Brody's son, who's allowed to go out out and ride boats and stuff like that.
This is a point I've made before on Quality Time that I'd like to make again, and this especially rings true in the Predator remake. Not the types of Predators that Jeremy's talking about, but the Predator remake. Anytime you introduce characters who are in love to me, I do not give a fuck. Do you understand what I'm saying? I came to this movie to see human beings ripped apart by oversized mechanical jaws of a shark. There was a lot of camera time and dialogue dedication to like, oh, who's she trying to fuck? And who's she trying? And he likes her. And I don't give a fuck.
There was a lot of that. There was
it's
a lot of that.
It's very annoying, and it makes me want everyone to die.
But one of the young teenagers there is a we actually see is a young Keith Gordon. And if you guys don't know who Keith Gordon is, Keith Gordon starred in the movie a couple years down the road called Christine. He's the main character in the movie Christine.
Yes.
Okay. And I was looking through Keith Gordon's filmography.
Back to School.
Yes, very famous for Back to School. But if I were to tell you the things that he has worked on, it's going to blow your mind. All right. As a director, this is as a director, he has directed episodes of The Strain in 2014.
Oh.
The Bridge. The Killing.
Oh, I love The Killing.
A bunch of episodes of Dexter from 2006 to 2011. Homeland, which he actually won some awards for.
Damn.
For directing
Impressive.
Homeland. Nurse Jackie, The Returned. This one's blowing my mind. He directed a bunch of episodes for Legion.
Wow.
Legion on FX. Worked on all three seasons of Fargo as a director.
Dude, can we just stop? Jesus
I mean,
Christ.
This is... I didn't realize how awesome this dude was. And he's just secretly works on all my favorite shows I ever watch.
And who did he play in Jaws 2?
A nobody kid who's... I think gets eaten. I'm pretty sure he gets eaten near the end
probably.
Scene. So,
big break.
He's the star of Back to School, other than Rodney Dangerfield. And of course, Christine, he's the star. So.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So he's very... This is his big jump-off role right here. So, very interesting to see a young Keith Gordon in the film. Let's go straight to kill number two in the movie, which is the water ski. This bitch just gets snagged. She's water skiing, and she just gets snagged up by a shark.
Mm-hmm.
Her friend circles back around. Who's where? She's literally driving the boat that Indiana Jones gets crushed in between two boats in
Last Crusade.
And he's like, "Go between them. You go between them." I said, "Go around." Anyway,
can I just say a Kim Ambrose correction? Bitch, that's not how you drive a fucking boat.
No.
She looked like she was doing that thing where you pretend to drive.
Yes.
Yeah. You go left to right. That's not how you drive a fucking boat.
No, yeah, she's totally driving the way that black people think white people drive.
I'm driving a car. I own everything. Beep, beep, get out of my way. Yeah.
So,
don't you hate eating eggs when they have the yolk in them? Look at this. Oh, no.
So this bitch gets snagged while she's water skiing. Her friend goes and turns around, is looking for her. Jaws comes up and fucking starts chomping the boat in half. She panics. Now, if you were getting attacked by a shark, okay?
Yeah.
A large shark.
I'm picturing it.
And
I'm
you're
there.
In a boat. What would be your first thing that you're like, what do I got to do to get this thing off? What would you do?
To get this thing off?
Yeah.
Punch it in the nose. Kick
Maybe
it in the
punch
face.
It in the nose.
Stab it in the
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah, that's classic.
Find
you
like a melee weapon
yeah.
of
punch
sorts,
it in the
right?
Nose. Yeah.
Find
in
the closest just, thing yeah. of propane to put in its mouth.
Yeah.
This bitch picks up a gas can that's sitting there and starts throwing gasoline on herself and it. And then she hits it with a flare and immediately burns
herself.
To death trying to fight off Jaws. How long are you going to burn this shark for? It goes underwater.
Which,
what are you thinking? The only thing that's flammable in this situation is you fucking dumb bitch.
She was trying to kill the shark and also protest the Vietnam War.
Yes, yes. So
she has a lot to stand for in her last moments.
And so she lights herself on fire, and instead of putting herself out by jumping into the water and maybe getting bit by a shark, she just burns to death, and then the boat immediately explodes minutes later.
I think she took the route that I always take when I see a movie where, like, a woman gets captured and there's this whole flirtatious, like, oh, she's probably going to get raped. Just rather be dead. Just
exactly.
rather be dead. I think that's probably what went through her mind.
Now, the only person to witness what happened was an old lady who I'll call Aunt May for okay. the for the sake of this. Sheriff Brody comes up. He goes, "What happened up here?" He says, "Oh, it looks like some kind of fire, and they exploded." And her first question was, "Were they off Islanders?" As if it was fine if they were if they didn't live there.
Yeah, it's fine.
Wait, importantly,
if they were out of towners, well, that's fine. And they exploded. Right. I'm okay with that. So
and nowadays, that'd be the equivalent if she was like, "Well, were they Mexican?"
Yeah.
Be like, "Oh, well, all right."
The next day, the mystery. So technically, the townspeople don't know that there's a shark on the loose, right? So two people have died. The divers haven't been found. They're just missing. They found their,
right. They're not
they
even
found
dead
their,
yet.
They found their camera equipment, but they don't know. Yeah. They don't know what happened to
them. They don't know.
A boat has mysteriously exploded because somebody doesn't know how to fucking use how to fight off a shark when you have the advantage in a boat.
These kids. Yeah. These kids nowadays.
And then some high schooler kids stumble across a dead killer whale.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Which happens all the time in New England.
Yes. Yeah. And for
personally,
this,
I
this
wanted
whale
Tina.
Isn't like right next to the water either. Yeah. It's like 50 feet away from where the tide is, right? Yes. It's just like, oh, how did I stumble across this?
Personally, I wanted Tina to run straight into the whale and then have to like push her way out of it, but she can't because every time she pushes in, it like falls apart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wanted to see that scene.
I agree with you.
Can I know all the women in this movie were not like hot, but they were pretty fucking good looking, and all the guys were straight dweebuses.
Yeah, it was a movie of it was like all of
picture
the future
all
40-year-old
of Seth
virgins.
Rogen's school pictures. That's everyone getting pussy in this movie.
Oh yeah. So, but I mean, Chief Brody's son is pretty. He's pretty
Chief,
dapper.
Chief Brody.
I mean, Chief Brody's son is a puss magnet though.
He's all
Look
right.
at him. He's all right. He's dapper. He's got dark hair.
He's no Jeremy Woodruff.
Looks like he drug you before he did anything.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. He's got a popped collar like a date rapist. Sure.
Real nice fella. Kisses his dad. I know he's a good guy. So
that's how you know.
The next major scene is now you found this dead killer whale, or more importantly, it's a dead orca. Also the name of the boat.
Didn't even put that together.
Chief Brody. Chief Brody immediately thinks this is a shark, A, and B, this motherfucker's trying to send me a message.
He takes it personal.
He takes it real personal because he asked the CSI fish investigator to ask her all these. He's like trying to make it work that like, oh yeah, fish communicate through water or through sound and stuff like that. He's like, do you think if one exploded, it could communicate with another shark and send him over here? And God bless Roy Scheider because he's doing his best to make this script work because he's trying to seriously. He asked her dead straight up. Can a shark tell you if it exploded and then send its friend shark to come murder your family?
Follow up question.
Because that's what he's trying to get at. You understand?
Like, follow up question to answer your question. If you exploded, could you do anything after that happened?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, I mean, that's the question here.
You don't know. If you exploded, if there's anything you could do after that happened.
Listen, I don't know how the mysteries of science work. I mean, worms get cut in half and they just become two new worms. Maybe that's what happened. It blew up and grew a new head. We barely know anything about these majestic beasts.
I just got 10 times more terrified.
Brody tries to go and warn the mayor, but this isn't enough fucking proof for him. This thing that has a bunch of, looks like it's been bit up by critters, this could be anything. And he's trying to say him that this shark has sent a message, is trying to not just come after me, but it's trying to come after my family. This is an orca, just like that. It knows what the deal is.
You know what V
not
is
enough.
For?
Vendetta.
You know, mm-hmm.
Yep.
Goddamn right.
Got it.
Yeah.
For hot vaj. So next day, Brody goes and he finds a little bit of the boat that was exploded and finds the dead barbecued body of the lady. And
but at first he thinks it's like they totally just put like a black piece of wood in the water. And I like how he rolled up his pants like twice and then just walked in waist high. Just walked right in. Like, what are you doing?
Meant nothing.
And
meant
then
nothing.
As soon as they did the banana reveal, it was clearly a charred human being. Like, didn't look like a piece of wood.
Not at all. Yeah. Not at all. And I also thought it was pretty interesting. Apparently, Jaws does not like barbecue. You understand? This is an untouched human body. You like to eat people, but this one's not for me. I'm sorry. I only have raw. He's like a sushi guy. He's
well
not,
done.
He's
what am I from the South? Jesus.
Yeah. Next time, you bring my dead bodies fresh and warm, and I don't want it. I want them alive and kicking. Don't send them to me like this.
I
want to
see a shark dressed in a tuxedo sitting behind a desk doing the Marlon Brando voice and just kind of saying, like, I don't really respect that you brought me this chod body. I think it's disrespectful to me. It's disrespectful to my family and my quinceañera that we're having for my granddaughter here.
I like it. Jeremy, anything to add?
The Jaws family.
The Jaws family?
That's all I got.
Okay, got it.
Cool, cool, cool. Tight, tight, tight.
Next day, now Sheriff Brody, he's seen enough. He knows there's a shark. He's sure of it. Yeah. He's coating bullets in wax, which I actually had to look up, is this a thing? And yes, it is a thing. Okay. People in Vietnam used to do it. They would coat their bullets in wax so that if it got wet, it wouldn't ruin the gunpowder inside.
But what did he put in it? He put something else in it. It was like a cyanide or something like that?
It was
like
a little
that?
Bit of his own cum. He put a little bit of his own cum in
I'd
each
drink
shot.
Those bullets.
And he's like, this'll show my DNA will clearly weaken him because I've made very pussy children. So that'll also make his offspring weaker. I don't know.
I just got it. I just figured it out. When the shark exploded, every little piece of him became more sharks.
That's the first law of thermodynamics, is that sharks cannot be created or destroyed.
That is true. Shark energy never goes anywhere. It's actually a constant circle.
That makes me question my belief in God.
It actually reformed into a larger shark with another one. The following day, you see Chief Brody, and now he's taking it seriously. He's up on the quote-unquote Shark Tower, which is a very large lookout point overlooking the beach, and he's being vigilant as fuck out there. He's like, I know there's going to be a shark, and I know this shit's going to happen. By the way, the mayor's going and checking out. He's mad that Brody is up on the thing. Like, dude, what do you have
that against... He corrects that girl.
He's like,
not a shark tower. Merely an observation nest. High in the sky.
Why don't you no just, such thing as a shark.
Yeah.
Why
or
don't
towers.
You just tell people, like, he's making sure there's no sharks in the area. Like, we had a shark attack a couple years ago, so he's just doing his due diligence. Like, that's a better thing to say than why would you lie about this? Yeah. It makes no sense at all.
I don't think you're allowed to ask anyone why someone would lie about something.
Well, this is a...
After last week.
I have weaved.
This is a theme. This is a theme in movies and television. There's always the hero that knows what the fuck is up, and... Nobody believes him.
Yeah.
Until they do.
Until they have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Repeatedly.
As we're seeing now with global warming.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. This is
and
how
in
it
the,
all
in
ends.
Global warming's case, the hero in question is fucking everyone. Everyone.
So the following Sheriff Brody has a false alarm and gets everybody out of the water, and then everybody just goes, it's a school of bluefish. It's bluefish, you big dummy.
He made a whoopsie.
Yeah, he fucked up. I get it.
I get my period, dude. I'm stupid sometimes. I get it.
Now everybody thinks Brody is just the crazy old man that lives at the beach that
sometimes
wants that
thing.
A shark's trying to get you, you know? So his kids, who he's told not to go out, have got to go out on the water because you know what? They're young, they're dumb, and they're full of fucking cum. And they're going to go out there, and he's going to go get his pico wet on the open seas. You dig?
I dig it.
So
that's why they call me the shovel.
He takes it out. It's at this point where it really becomes very much like a slasher film, because now you have all the teens. They're out there. They're going to be isolated out in the water.
No bras.
The formula is now set with Jaws 2 of, hey, if we want to make money, we'll get a bunch of teens to come out here, and we'll go and murder them all.
And boy, did they, because let's play my game I like to play. Is this scene necessary? A lot of in this movie involving teens didn't need to take place.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
It's very... although there's a couple of little scenes in here that are really creepy. For one, when the boats capsize and they save the little boy out from it, the one curly-headed teenager gets really too touchy-feely with the dude who's not his brother. Like, he's not his family member. Like, if you watch it, he's like, he's holding him. He's like, I'm so happy you're safe. He, like, kisses him, like, 8 times. I'm like, dude, you're a teenager, and this is a little boy that you're, like, hugging and kissing over and over. It's very creepy if you go back and watch it. Jaws 2, this motherfucker takes out a chopper. You understand?
That was my favorite part.
He actually, a chopper comes to land to go save the kids in their capsized boats that they've all strung together. And as the chopper's landing on the water next to him, Jaws copper down and drags it underwater. Badass shark.
How many movies, Jeremy, you might know, how many movies have a helicopter crashing into the ocean? Because I'm into that. Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, that happens.
Yeah.
Jaws 2. All right, that's 2.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I wish they would have put that in Titanic. Even though helichopters were not invented at that time.
Yeah. Helichopters.
Helichopters. That's what they're called. Helichopters. Yo, what are we going to do with all these helichopters out here, huh? You know, they're just driving all the air, helichopters in the water. I'm like, oh my fucking God, man. I can't get away from these helichopters. They're everywhere. Oh, yeah. Good times. Well, the gang finally is rescued after being stuck on the water, which seems like an ungodly amount of time in this film. There's a good 40 minutes of them just being stranded and knowing that Jaws is out there. That's just what's happening. Eventually, good old Sheriff Brody comes to the rescue in his little dinghy.
As per usual.
With his waxy bullets and everything. The kids are stuck now. They're feet away from a solitary island where the power plant is that actually feeds the island of Amity. Mm. And they're maybe like 30 feet away from it, but they're stuck. They can't get any closer, but Jaws is right there. So,
fucker.
Meanwhile, in comes in Sheriff Brody, and the first thing he does, he's like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna fuck this shark up. And he
from
immediately
a rubber boat
crashes his boat into the rock,
fucks
the stationary
yeah,
place that was there the
complete
whole time.
Idiot.
Yeah.
The first thing he does is ruin everything.
Probably why he got fired.
Yeah. he's making a lot of bad decisions.
Yeah.
You know?
Completely incompetent.
The first, you know, for being the future captain of the SeaQuest, I can't approve of his navigation skills at all. I really can't. But long story short, after some back and forth and some kids getting eaten, Sheriff Brody hooks onto the giant power cable that's in the ground, that feeds the island. He starts tapping on it, a sweet jazzy little tune, like,
which is a callback to the science lady.
Yes, the science lady is working. Once again, science is working in our favor.
Yes.
He holds the giant thing up, which probably should be shocking him. Like, if you're touching that's enough. You're not supposed to touch power lines at all. Like, they're very electric.
Well, she mentions in the first...
It would be jacketed.
Yeah.
Even
it's
if
underwater.
It's underwater. Yeah, I
Let's
guess it
be
is.
Be real here.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
We don't want to seem stupid.
Yeah. I guess it's in like a pipe or something like that. So,
but she says something about they're attracted to sound.
They're attracted to sound. And he holds it up in front of him, and wham, when the shark comes to get him from the sound that he's tapping on, it comes right up and fucking wham, bam, lights him up like Daniel Stern's character in the in Home Alone 2 or Home Alone 1 when he touches the electric doorknob and he actually becomes for a second a skeleton. And then I think that's the most fun way to get electrocuted is when you actually look like a real skeleton for a second.
So. Absolutely.
And down goes Jaws 2, everybody, and everybody's saved.
You made a good point when we were watching it earlier.
When Chief Brody, who is no longer the police chief, he has been fired. He decides to go save the kids by himself in a boat where he took no weapons of any kind, nor did he take the time to call the Coast Guard, whose job it is to save capsized boats.
Yeah, didn't do any of that. You know why? Because he needs to take this into his own hand. Who killed Jaws 1? Was it anybody? It was Chief Brody who did that shit.
Again, they could have called the Coast Guard at any point.
They could have. Yeah. If you want to
scare the tourists away.
Yeah.
If you think the government can save you.
What happened last time somebody called FEMA? Not shit.
How do we know that this wasn't an inside job that the Coast Guard perpetrated? You don't even know if they're on. Listen, after 9/11. It all seems clear to me now, but it doesn't make sense why he didn't call him then, unless Brody already knew the jig was up.
It was an inside job, just like 9/11 when Daniel Day-Lewis crashed a plane into the Twin Towers.
Exactly. Good jihad.
Rest in peace.
So that's Jaws 2, guys. Wow. We did it.
We got through it.
Another exciting.
Amazing.
Thank God.
Can't wait for Jaws 3. I'll tell you that.
Maybe we'll slip Jaws 3 and Jaws the Revenge into a single one.
Okay,
single,
I'm into that.
One.
Yeah.
Because I started watching Jaws 3 and it is, whoo boy.
I literally cannot wait.
I love watching movies that came out as a 3D movie, but now watching them in regular 2D format.
Yes.
And they're like, there's like really long scenes of like this severed arm that's just like
floating
in the water.
In front
and you're
of
like,
your face, yeah.
I'm like, oh man, this is probably really scary when I saw it with 3D glasses.
When I was watching Jaws, Brian was like, I've seen this movie like a million times. I had the special edition box set, like all that. And I was like, well, that makes sense. This is a classic movie. Steven Spielberg, it's a big deal. But then he went on to add to that. He was like, I've seen all of the Jaws movies like a fuck ton of times.
Yes.
So then I liked you less. That's how that happened.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Oh, okay.
That's my goal.
Did you see Jaws 3D in 3D?
No, I'm not that old. I'm almost that old. But yeah.
Jeremy, did you see Jaws 3D in 3D?
No, absolutely not.
Did you ever see Nature Trail to Hell in 3D?
Ooh, yes. Yes.
I wish.
What's the coolest 3D movie you've ever seen?
Shoot. What have I seen?
I saw Avatar. That was too much. It was too much.
Probably the Oz remake, you know, with James Gandolfini, whatever his name is.
James Franco. There you go. Yeah.
So.
You saw that in 3D, and that was really cool.
Well, you know, it was 3D.
I'm kind of disappointed that was what your come at.
Oh, I saw I saw the re-release of Episode 1 of Star Wars in 3D.
That's pretty cool. So,
that was
cool.
Yeah.
I think I saw with Sean L. many years ago, Nightmare on Elm Street Part 6, which was all in 3D, and you had to put the 3D glasses on at certain points in the movie where they would tell you to put your glasses on, and there's 3D parts of the movie.
Oh, they re-released... I did see this in the theater. I only saw the beginning part of the re-release of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where they re-3D'd the old movie, just certain parts, before they re-reveal the rest of the crappy movie, which is okay, but not as much as the original. So it's like, oh, this is actually in 3D, the original movie. So
people are really... 3D used to be like the shit, right? Like 3D, if it's like, ooh, look how cool this is, it's in 3D.
But it's never been good.
Yeah, it's like, never been good. It's never been like a good. They never have used it so that it's like exciting to watch.
Needs to be in feel around.
Feel around?
Yeah, yeah.
4D.
I feel like if you're going to see a 3D movie, just spend the extra money and see it at the IMAX.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sick of all this 3D technology anyway when we haven't even perfected fucking smell-o-vision yet.
Yeah.
How dare you? You cater to my other senses. The eyes are covered, okay?
It's like we're still nailing it on Technicolor.
Yeah.
I think polyester was released in smell-o-vision where you can smell divines.
Hell yeah.
That's good times, man.
Gosh.
Represent.
I would love to have a scent of divine just to be able to pour out onto my skin.
Stank armpit.
Yeah.
Scratch it now. Smell him.
It's like a whole pack of Nathan's hot dogs just nestled underneath your armpit.
After sitting in a car on a car windshield for about a week.
Good times. Good times. A lot of fun. I guess that's our show this week, guys.
Really?
Wow.
I think that's it. What else you got?
We can't talk about The Strain. Is the finale tonight?
The finale's tonight. Well, why don't we just talk about The Strain as a whole next week? Because I'm almost caught up. I'm on the last I'm halfway through the episode, the last week's episode right now. So after I finish that. So yes, I saw what happened to the professor.
Strykian.
I saw what happened to Strykian.
Strykian.
Stefano Strykakis. Yes, I saw what happened to him. I saw what happened to him.
Tragic.
And it's the jump off. I mean, it's okay. It's The Strain. Jeremy loves it.
Into it.
It's a good show. It's my favorite reality TV show about constipation.
Yes, The Strain. God. I imagine the vein popping through your head like this, like, oh god.
That guy that played the vein on The Strain. Yeah.
The vein on The Strain.
It's the best show about Nazi vampires ever.
It is. That I can say. That I can say with between that and Curb Your Enthusiasm, the two best shows
about Nazi vampires.
Nazi vampires. Yeah.
The Drain. That's what that'll be
somebody,
called.
There was somebody I had to share. No, that's it. Kimberly Ambrose.
Hey-o.
Where can we find you next?
Other than kicking Jeremy's ass for every pedophile post he does, you can find me at Watch Me Doing This on Twitter, at Panic at the Deli on Instagram, at Die Laughing Productions on Instagram. The second Saturday shit show is the second Saturday of every month up at Auto Bar Upstairs. Free show now featuring Piss Nipple as the house band. Tommy Simbazo headlines in October. Free show come up. And every Monday at the Judge's Bench, open mic, email CocoLaneComedy@gmail.com to get time.
You can check out all things Eric Comedy at ericcomedy.com. Make sure you follow us on iTunes and give us a 5-star rating on Podbean. Do all that shit. We love you guys. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, more toad, yeah. Piss nipple
toad
shit.
Dick, poop.
More toad.
Face fuck.
Quality time! Video games, horror films, comedy, and midgets! Quality time! Video games, horror films, comedy, and midgets!
I think it's so hilarious. That's the topics. That's the name of the show. So I pretty much.